displays of costumes, masqueraders, floats, we call it back in home, in different ethnic foods, music, and, you know, lots of big trucks, lots of big floats, usually like butterflies.
How long has it been going for here in Central Florida?
I believe this is the 27th year.
Just tell me a little bit about the flag fete. I understand that that's something you're organizing for a Saturday.
Yeah, flag fete is the biggest Caribbean cultural concert here in Central Florida. This is the third annual flag fete, and we have 15 of the entertainers in the industry that's going to be attending and showcasing their talent.
What sort of thing can people expect? If I imagine there's a lot of people, if this has been going for 27 years, there's a lot of folks who'd go year in, year out. But if somebody's sort of new to the area and they want to check it out, what sort of thing can they expect to see and hear?
Well, first of all, it's going to be located at the Central Florida Fairgrounds. The flag fete is going to be Saturday night, and then the actual carnival is held on Sunday at the same location. The flag fete, the party, the concert part of it is indoors, and the carnival is going to be outdoors. A normal person would come to see the different floats, the different designs of costumes. There are going to be entertainers there, definitely food, and lots of options for the kids. It's definitely a family atmosphere. As you know, the Caribbean is known for family environment.
When you talk about the big carnival over in Brazil, the dancing is a pretty key part of that, like the samba competitions. Is that part of the Caribbean carnivals as well?
Yes, definitely a lot of dancing. There's a stage performance with different sections of the band. I believe there are 12 trucks, music trucks on the road, and each truck has its own band, masqueraders, it's called, that's following the truck, and they have their own time on the stage to showcase their costumes.
Is the festival growing? Do you find that the kind of nucleus of folks who are involved and like to celebrate this element of Caribbean culture, is that a growing part of Central Florida here?
Absolutely, and over the last several years, it's definitely picked up some more. I think some healthy competition has been the key to that success. And, you know, hopefully in the future, there's more competition and more tourists coming into the area, and which will, you know, gain a lot more audience and more coverage.
Do some of the performers travel around to different carnivals too, or are they all based here in this area?
No, most of actually entertainers are coming from Trinidad and Barbados and, you know, most of the islands. The costumes, the masqueraders come from all over the world.
They would spend a fair bit of time touring around and going to these various carnivals, I imagine.
Absolutely.
What are you most looking forward to this weekend? I imagine there's a bit of organizing involved from your part, but what are you looking forward to seeing?
I'm just looking for a successful carnival in the entirety, all the different concerts, all the different, you know, parties that's going on, everyone to be safe and just have a happy time. And, you know, if it's successful, we only can grow.